Good evening, Blue Jays fans. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got game one of this six-game set between the visiting Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays. We're back home this week after spending last week in Jupiter facing off six times with the Palm Beach Cardinals. That series ended split, each team taking three, making it now back-to-back splits for Dunedin. Pitching was phenomenal for the Blue Jays, who come into this series with the best team ERA in the Florida State League, sitting at an astounding 2.10. The next best team is this Bradenton club, tied with Palm Beach, both carrying a 3.33 ERA. So 1.23 runs is the difference between your Dunedin Blue Jays and the next best. Hitting has been the issue, though, for Dunedin to start off the season. The Blue Jays rank last in the league in nearly every hitting category and have the lowest batting average, OBP, slugging percentage, and OPS, along with runs scored and total hits. And that was apparent this past series. The Blue Jays lineup batted just 146, 27 for 185, but they were still able to manage the split. So if the lineup can pick up and pitching can even come close to maintaining their current form, this team could take off. Let's take a quick look at the standings before we get started here tonight. And we'll start off, as always, in the East. Jupiter and Palm Beach are tied for first. Both teams are 8-7. Daytona's third at 6-9, just 1-9 since their 5-0 start. And St. Lucie still sits in last, now at 5-10. In the West, Bradenton does lead the way at 10-5, followed by second-place Clearwater, a game back at 9-6. Then Fort Myers and Lakeland are both two games back, tied at 8-7. Then your Blue Jays, three games back at 7-8. And finally, Tampa rounds it out, four games back at 6-9. And now let's move on to tonight. Starting for the Bradenton Marauders, making his third start of the year, the 22-year-old is going to be Dominic Piracci. And his two starts against Lakeland and Daytona, he got hit around pretty decently through 6 1/3 total innings. He's given up six runs, five earned. He's looking to bounce back. He's got a 7.11 ERA and six strikeouts through those 6.1 innings. A 2.37 whip. He's got to hone it down on the hits and a little bit on the walks if he's going to keep this or get his ERA any lower than it is. And now for your Blue Jays, Donnie Murphy hands the ball off to right-hander Rafael Ohashi, the 20-year-old out of Brazil, making his third start of the year. He's got an 0.90 ERA, just one earned run allowed through 10 innings pitched, eight hits and five strikeouts in his books. He's been dominant to start off the year, just the one run in the first inning last week against Palm Beach. He's looking to keep that start to the season going here tonight. And now let's take a look at the lineups first for the Bradenton Marauders, managed by Jonathan Johnson. Batting first at third base, Jesus Castillo. Batting second at second, Termar Johnson. Batting third in left field, Emmanuel Terrero. Batting fourth in center field, Tres Gonzalez. Batting fifth, the DH, Rodolfo Nolasco. Batting sixth at shortstop, Javier Rivas. Batting seventh at first base, Alexander Mojica. Batting eighth in right field, Shalene Polanco. And rounding out the order for the Marauders, batting ninth, the catcher, Giovanni Planchart. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this tonight. Batting first at second base, Adrian Pinto. Batting second in right field, Robert Robertis. Batting third at third, Tucker Toman. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth, the DH tonight, Ryan McCarty. Batting sixth at shortstop, Raquelman DeCastro. Batting seventh in left field, J.C. Masson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Nick Deschamps. And rounding out the order for the Blue Jays, batting ninth in center field, Jaden Rudd. That's it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. First pitch will be in about 10 minutes. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right before first pitch. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here for game one of this six-game set between the visiting Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays come into this game 7-8 overall, and the Bradenton Marauders leading the West Division at 10-5. Rafael Ohashi on the bump making his third start, the 20-year-old out of Brazil. Looking to keep his strong start to the season going. 0.90 ERA through his first two starts so far. 10 innings pitched, just one earned run allowed. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch skipped across the plate. 1-0 to start off the third baseman, Jesus Castillo. Castillo on the year batting 264. No home runs, three RBIs. He looked like he was going to lay down a bunt there. He'll take that one down the middle for a strike, 1-1. Wind blowing straight out to right field, maybe a little bit right center. So these lefties could have some extra power if they get this ball up in the air. That one missed low, 2-1 the count now to start off Castillo. Righty-lefty matchup to get this game going. That one lifted high towards center. Jaden Rudd now hustling back. Looked like he was going to settle at medium depth, but ended up having to get on his horse, get back right in front of the warning track for out number one. Let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays in the outfield. Left to right, J.C. Masson, Jaden Rudd, and Robert Robertes. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Raquel DeCastro at short, Adrian Pinto at second base with Peyton Williams at first, and Nick Deschamps behind the dish. One up, one down, first pitch to Termar Johnson in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Pirates' number one overall prospect starting in the single A level so far. That one in there now, 0-2 quickly to get things started on him. Batting 400 so far this year. He's had a really good start to the season. And the pitch, that one missed a little low, little in. A ball and two strikes. Now the count to the lefty, Tamar Johnson. Now, out of the windup, the pitch, cut and a miss. The high heater got him to chase after that fastball up above the zone. 91 that time from Ohashi. His first strikeout of the night. And that's two down. That's going to bring up Emmanuel Torero. Two quick outs to start off this ballgame for Ohashi. Ohashi's been fantastic. The strikeout numbers are not there at the moment. He's induced a ton of soft contact. First pitch to Torero. Looks to lay down a bunt. He pops it back into the screen. 0-1 to start him off. Batting 353 on the year. One home run, 11 RBIs. And the 0-1 pitch, ground ball over to second, picked up by Pinto, toss over to first in time for the out. A 1-2-3 inning for Ohashi and the Blue Jays. We'll head to the home half of the first. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him.
Shawty messing with a bro now. I'm a bro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back. Hip hop or the hold down. Got the game on the go.
We're back here. Bottom half of the first. Getting things started is going to be the second baseman, Adrian Pinto. Top three in the order. Pinto, Robert Robertes, and then Tucker Tillman. They're going to face off against the lefty, Dominic Piracci. Piracci making his third start of the year. He struggled so far through the first two. 3 1/3 in his first two runs allowed. 3 innings in his last start. 4 runs allowed. That first pitch to Pinto misses down low for a ball. 1-0 to get him started. Pinto starting off the year batting just .219. Expecting that to go up as the season moves along. That one's fouled back to the screen now. 1-1. Pinto, the righty, acquired by the trade that sent Randall Grichuk to the Colorado Rockies back in the before the 2021 season. Cutting a miss there. Now 1-2 the count. And time called. Pinto got the time off before Piracci quickly started his windup. Now, out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires the 1-2 pitch. Chopper, left side, softly. Over to third, picked up by Castillo. The throw is not going to be in time. Infield single, a swing and bunt by Adrian Pinto puts the leadoff man aboard for Dunedin. That'll bring up Robert Robertes, one on, nobody out. Pinto with a ton of speed over there, hustling down the line, able to beat out that tough play. Castillo made a good effort, but no chance of getting Pinto. First hit of the ballgame, first pitch fouled off by Robertes, 0-1 to start him off. Robertes, the lefty, batting .147 to start off this year. Lefty-lefty matchup, he takes that one outside. Taken for a ball, 1-1. Just missed off the plate. Now looking towards first is Piracci. Out of the stretch now. Kicks, fires the 1-1, and that one's cut and missed at. 89-mile-an-hour fastball off the plate. Robertes chased after it, 1-2 the count. Pinto, a ton of speed out there. Wouldn't be surprised if he took off at some point. And a cut and a miss, that breaking ball down low. Robertes goes down swinging. Let's take a look at the defense for the Marauders. In the outfield, left to right, and Manuel Torreira, Tres Gonzalez in center, and Shailene Polanco in right. Along that infield, third to first, Jesus Castillo, at third, Javier Rivas at short, Termar Johnson at second base, and Alexander Mojica at first. Behind the plate is Giovanni Planchart. Piracci moves over to first. Pinto back in easily. That's one disengagement for the lefty. First strikeout of the night there by Piracci to get Robertes. There goes Pinto. Throw down to second by Planchart. It's going to be high, and Pinto's in there easily. Stolen base for Adrian Pinto. That's his sixth of the year. Now 6 of 8 to start off his 2023 season. Both teams playing game number 16. Now a lefty-righty matchup. Tucker Tillman, the switch hitter, batting for the right side against the lefty. That one lifted towards right. Coming in is Polanco. He'll make the grab. No chance for Pinto to tag up, and with two outs, no need to risk it. So two down. That'll bring up Peyton Williams. Williams, the former 7th-round draft pick out of the University of Iowa. He struggled to start the year just batting .130, 4 RBIs. 22-year-old out of Des Moines. Piracci stepped off the rubber, turned over towards second, but no throw. First disengagement for him. 11th pitch of the night so far. This will be by Piracci. That one ripped towards right. Going over towards the wall is Polanco. And stabs and makes a nice grab as he crashes into the wall. A beautiful play out there by Polanco to rob Peyton Williams of potentially extra bases and to rob the Blue Jays of their first run of the night. So no runs on one hit. One man left the board. We'll head to the top half of the second here at TD Ballpark. No score.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby. Never let you go.
Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life.
We're back here, top half of the second. Rafael Hashi back out for a second inning worth of work. Went 1-2-3 on 10 pitches in his first inning. He'll face the 4-5-6 hitters. Tres Gonzalez, Rodolfo Nolasco, and Javier Rivas, the heart of the Marauders order. No runs through the first inning. It's going to be a righty-lefty matchup to start this inning off for Ohashi. Tres Gonzalez batting .383 to start the year. This Marauders team has been second best in the Florida State League to start off this season. That one, chopper over towards second, picked up by Pinto. He flips it over to first in time for the out. One up, one down. Now Rodolfo Nolasco, the DH, will step in.
Designated hitter, number 51, Rodolfo Nolasco.
Nolasco spent quite a bit of time last year here with Bradenton. If you're listening last season, you definitely recognize the name. First pitch, that one in there for a call strike. 0-1 to start off Nolasco. Nolasco DHing his first game of the year for Bradenton. He just got called up by the Pirates to this level. That one missed low and outside. It's actually his first game of the year. He was at the Complex League, hadn't played a game yet. 77 games for the Marauders last year as he swings over top of that slider. 1-2. Now to the DH. Batted .239 for Bradenton last year, but hit 11 home runs. He's got some power. And cut and a miss back right with that slider. Same exact spot, same exact result. Second strikeout for Ohashi. That'll bring up Javier Rivas.
Shortstop, number 13, Javier Rivas.
Two down now for Javier Rivas, the shortstop. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch is in there with that slider. Hung it up a little bit, but no swing by Rivas. Ohashi got away with that one. 15 of 57 to start off the year. That fastball just missing off the plate. A ball and a strike now to Rivas. Rivas, 13 RBIs. He's been very productive. And the 1-1, that one lifted high, shallow center. Jaden Rudd coming in a little bit, moving over to his left. He settles, makes a grab, and that will end the inning. Back-to-back, 1-2-3 innings for Rafael Ohashi. We'll head to the home half of the second. Still no score here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Oh, 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 oh. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Ryan McCarty's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Parachi back out for his second inning worth of work. Lefty-righty matchup, first pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the screen. 0-1 to start off McCarty. McCarty batting 179 to start off this season for Dunedin. Former Division III Triple Crown winner at the Penn State Abington. That one in there. Slider came back into the zone. Now 0-2 quickly to McCarty. McCarty, DeCastro, and Masson, the 5-6-7 hitters due up for Dunedin in this half inning. That one way up high. Fastball at 89. High 80s to 91-ish for Parachi on his fastball. The 1-2, that one lifted. Shallow center, right back into the outfield grass. The shortstop calls off second baseman Johnson. Rivas with that grab, and that is out number one. One up, one down for the Blue Jays to start off this inning. Now Raquel DeCastro up for the first time tonight. That ball went off the inside part of the bat, right off the label of McCarty, and induced a pretty easy pop-up. First pitch to DeCastro, taken inside for ball 1-0. Parachi working real quick as soon as he gets the ball, really. That one missed. Slider just off the plate now. A quick 2-0 count to DeCastro. Parachi out of the windup, the 2-0. That one finds the zone now, 2-1. DeCastro batting 176, one home run, six RBIs. Currently leading the team in RBIs. Caught and a miss at that low inside slider, that rather fastball. 2-2. And Parachi again. 2-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Fell down 2-0, but the next three were really nice pitches by Parachi and coming at DeCastro real quick. Second strikeout for Parachi. Now J.C. Masson stepping in. First pitch to Masson, that one, taking upstairs, 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-0 to start off tonight's left fielder. Masson batting an even 200 to start off this season. That one missed. Maybe a little outside, 2-0. Reminder, this is an ABS game, automated balls and strikes. That one in there. Home plate umpire Nobuoki Yasuda, who we saw in the Fort Myers series, not calling the balls and strikes. He's getting a little noise in his ear with a an earpiece in. That'll let him know if anything's in or outside the zone. That one off the plate, now a full count to Masson. First full count of the game. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Nick Deschamps, the catcher, waiting on deck. Parachi, the 3-2 pitch. That one missed low and outside. Ball four drawn by J.C. Masson. First walk of the game by Parachi, and now Nick Deschamps stepping in, 1-2 away. Second base runner of the evening for the Blue Jays. Extends this bottom half of the second. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Deschamps, that one taken up high for ball 1-0. Now working back out of the stretch is Parachi. The 1-0, that one catches the outside corner now. 1-1 evens up the count. Dunedin 6-6 in their last 12. They split their last two series against the Tampa Tarpons and then last week against Palm Beach. The 1-1 cut in a miss. Now 1-2 the count to Masson. Rather, Deschamps at the plate, Masson at first. The 1-2 pitch, soft chopper right back to the mound. Paracci easily with the pick up in the throw, got the first baseman off the bag, but not too far. Mojica was able to settle and step on the bag with his left foot. That'll end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left the board for Dunedin. We'll head to the top half of the third. No score here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, top half of the third. Alexander Mojica is going to lead things off for Bradenton. 7-8-9 hitters due up. Mojica, Polanco, and Planchard. Righty-righty matchup for Ohashi to start out this inning. First pitch, cut and a miss. Fastball outside corner, 0-1 to start off Mojica. Just 19 pitches through the first two innings for Ohashi. Now a cut and a miss on that slider. Mojica quickly down 0-2. Two strikeouts through the first two innings as well for the 20-year-old from Brazil. Cut and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Mojica. That's out number one.
Right fielder, number 35, Shailene Polanco.
Strikeout number three on the night for Ohashi. Now Shailene Polanco. Batting just 214 to start off this season for Bradenton. And looking to lay down a bunt, he pulls back, and it's in there for a strike. Tucker Tillman was charging in from third. An 0-1 count to Polanco. Another lefty-righty matchup. Swinging at this one. That one fouled, grounded right in front of the plate. Picked up by Deschamps. Throw to first is in time for the 2-3 putout. Five pitches, two outs for Ohashi. Now, Giovanni Planchard, the catcher, will step in, batting 125 on the year. Lowest average in this Bradenton lineup, tonight at least. First pitch, that one outside, just off the plate. Maybe just a hair off the plate on that one. Fastball at 90. That one in there. Went right back with a fastball. Went right over the outside corner. Ball and a strike now to Planchard. Ohashi comes set. Kicks, deals. Checking his swing. Did he go? He did not. Says Kenny Garcia down the first base line. Nobuoki Yasuda, home plate umpire. Kenny Garcia on the bases. Two balls and a strike to Planchard. That one, outside corner, called a strike. Now 2-2. 28 pitches so far through for Ohashi. 20 strikes, 8 balls. man. Looks really good so far. The 2-2. That one lifted towards shallow center. Jaden Rudd's got a read on it. He'll settle and make the grab with a nice little hop included. 1-2-3. Go the Marauders. We'll head to the home half of the third. No score here at TD Ballpark. And Blue Jays fans, don't forget, this Friday, April 28th, cycle on over to TD Ballpark for Bike Night. The Blue Jays take on these Bradenton Marauders with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. There's going to be a pregame bike ride guided by Dunedin Bike Tours and a ton of great raffle items. Trust me, I've seen the list. You want to be here. Don't miss out on 1 minute of the action. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, home half of the third. Jaden Rudd's going to lead things off from the 9-hole. 9-1-2 hitters due up for Dunedin. Lefty-lefty matchup, first pitch. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Rudd. Rudd batting 152 on the year so far. Out of the windup, Parachi kicks, fires. That one called a strike on the outside corner. Went with a slider that time. Now 0-2 to Rudd. Jaden Rudd, a lot of speed. If he can get on base, he's definitely a threat. The 0-2 pitch, that one way up and out. Gets a ball on the board, 1-2. 30 pitches through the first two innings for Parachi. Now time called at the plate by Rudd. Jaden digs back in. Parachi with his glove over his face. Now he's holding. And now out of the windup, the lefty. The 1-2 pitch. That one in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes to Rudd. No home runs, two RBIs on the season. He's gotten the bulk of the work out in center field. And the pitch. That one up above the zone. Now, after being down 0-2, Jaden Rudd now has a full count. Full count pitch. That one fouled. In the air left side, that's going to go over towards Eddie's bar. Lands on top of the roof. Three balls and two strikes now to Rudd. And the pitch again. Fouled off again. Jaden Rudd fighting those last couple off. Waiting for one that he likes or one that's outside the zone. Whichever one Parachi is able to offer him. The pitch again. Now a grounder out the middle, gloved by Parachi. Nice play again. And over to first in time for the 1-3 putout.
Second baseman, number one, Adrian Pinto.
Adrian Pinto back up for the second time tonight. He's got the only hit of the day by either team. An infield single, a swinging bunt that Castillo tried to make a really nice play on, but Pinto with way too much speed, looking to lay one down, pulls back at that one up a little bit in. 1-0 to start Pinto off. Reached base on that infield single, then stole second. Was stranded there to end the first. The 1-0, that one up and in. Fastball at 89 that time. Pinto ahead in the count, 2-0. Robert Robertis waiting on deck. And the 2-0. That one upstairs, a 3-0 count now to Pinto. Definitely not a guy you want to walk. He's already stolen one bag tonight. Ton of speed. The 3-0 pitch. That one called a strike just at the knees. 3-1 now. That one inside. Pinto draws the walk without swinging the bat at all. Now Robert Robertes will step in. Pinto on first, one away. Second time on base for Adrian Pinto so far today. Second walk of the night for Parachi. Now another lefty-lefty matchup. Parachi working back out of the stretch again. First pitch, that one outside. Taking for a ball 1-0. Robertes struck out swinging in his first and only at bat. Parachi looking towards first. Taking an extra couple seconds. Kicks, fires. That one lined foul left side. Now 1-1. A ball and a strike to Robertes. Parachi. Kicks, fires. That one fouled back. Now 1-2 count to Robertes. At the very least, trying to move Pinto on over to second. Get him in scoring position again. Parachi comes set. The 1-2. Up and in. Getting out of the way was Robertes. Moving the feet of the right fielder. Parachi now in even count, 2-2. He sets the 2-2. Cut and a miss. Second strikeout for Robertes. Third of the night for Parachi. That's going to bring up Tucker Tome, and he'll bat from the right side again against the lefty. Tome, he flew out to right and is only at bat. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch, ground ball over to third. Backed up by Castillo. He got away from it and over to second for the force out. And they got Pinto just in time. I don't think Castillo thought he had enough time to go over to first, so he went to second instead, still got the out. That'll end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left the board. We'll head to the top half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark, still scoreless.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
I'm on an island, even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. No score through three. Rafael Ohashi back out for his fourth inning. 29 pitches through the first three for him. Under 10 an inning he's averaging so far. Back up to the top of the order. Jesus Castillo third baseman. He takes that first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Three strikeouts through the first three innings for Ohashi. Righty out of the stretch, kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. That changeup. 1-1 the count now to Castillo. Castillo flew out to center and is only at bat thus far. The 1-1, that one's fouled back to the screen. Ball and two strikes now to Castillo. And Ohashi comes set. Kicks, fires the 1-2. Ground ball right up the middle between Ohashi's legs. Picked up by DeCastro. Sidearm throw in time. Ohashi tried to make a between the legs glove pickup of it. Couldn't get to it, but DeCastro had him covered. One up, one down to start the inning now. Termar Johnson back up. Termar Johnson playing just his third game so far this year. He's now 2-for-6 this season. First pitch, that one in the dirt, low and inside, 1-0. Ball, no strikes. Ohashi sets. That one just inside. The changeup couldn't get it to get back into the zone. 2-0 now the count. Termar Johnson, the fourth overall draft pick in 2022 as he fouls that one back to the screen. Now 2-1. As I said, ranked number one in the Pirates organization in terms of prospects. Just 18 years old. Bats from the left. He throws right. That one missed low and outside. Now 3-1. He played in 14 games last year for the Marauders after being drafted. Batted 275, one home run, six RBIs. Sprinkled in four doubles. The 3-1. Now that one's lifted back and out of play. Now full count to Johnson. In his first full season of pro ball. Got drafted out of Mays High School in Atlanta, Georgia. Cut and a miss. That changeup darted away from the bat. He goes down swinging. Strikeout number four on the night for Ohashi, and that'll bring up Emmanuel Terrero. Ohashi looking just as good as he has all year. Now Terrero up for the second time. He grounded out to second and is only at bat. First pitch, he fouls off up in the air left side. 0-1 to start off this count. That was Ohashi's 40th pitch. His average will now go up a little over 10, depending on how this inning plays out. The 0-1, that one way up high. Count evens, a ball and a strike. One and one. Ohashi sets, kicks, and fires. Cut and a miss. That inside slider. Terrero way out in front of it. Now a 1-2 count to him. Ohashi, the 1-2. That one off the plate. Change up that time, but not overly convincing. It started out, stayed out. Count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch. Fouled back, top of the screen. Bounces back over the third base line. If you've ever been to TD Ballpark, you know that anything fouled towards the top of the screen goes right back where it came from. It all ricochets right back to the home plate area. And the 2-2 again. That one just inside. Ohashi thought he had it. Just a touch inside. Now another full count. Back-to-back full counts. The first two of the night. Ohashi, the 3-2. That one's lined fair down the third base line. It's going to be picked up by Masson. Throw over to second, and it will be not in time. First hit of the ball game for Bradenton is a two-out double off the bat of Emmanuel Terrero. He slides into second head first safely. And now Tres Gonzalez is going to come up first opportunity with a runner in scoring position for the Marauders. First base runner of the game for Bradenton. Ah, she went 3 2/3 without allowing anything. Torero inside out of that ball, lined it down the third base line. No chance for Tucker Toman to get to it. Bounced off the far end of the tarp and right back over to Masson. First pitch to Gonzalez, that one called a strike inside corner. 0-1 to start it off. Oh, actually looking back towards second. Now kicks fires, the 0-1, chopper over to second. That's going to be picked up by Pinto. Throw over to first in time, and that will end the inning. No runs on the first hit of the ball game for Bradenton. They leave a man in scoring position. We'll head to the home half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. It's still scoreless. And your Blue Jays continue this series against these Bradenton Marauders all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. First pitch for tomorrow is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Don't forget, tomorrow is $2 Wednesday. All regular seats are $2, as well as burgers, popcorn, and peanuts. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Number all night. I'm always on your team. I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying, crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go.
We're back here, home half of the fourth. Peyton Williams getting to lead things off. The 4-5-6 hitters due up for Dunedin, Williams, and McCarty and DeCastro. Perhaps you back out there for the top, rather bottom of the fourth. First pitch is lined foul by Williams, 0-1 to start off the at-bat. Williams made a bid for a potential RBI base hit. Now a ground over to second, backhanded, nice play. And that one's up above the first baseman's head. Mojica had no chance. And Giovanni Planchart backing up the play as it went off the top of the railing of the Blue Jays dugout. Tried to tag Williams out thinking he might have made an effort towards second, but no appeal. Rather, no decision made on that by Kenny Garcia. He said that, in fact, Williams did not make any attempt. So on with an error. First pitch to Ryan McCarty in there for a called strike. It's going to go down as an E4. Tamar Johnson. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch. That one cut at and missed. Slider that time by Paracci. 0-2. Now the count to McCarty. Popped out to shallow center field. Shortstop Rivas ended up getting to it. In his only at bat. The 0-2 checks his swing. That one's low and inside. Did he go around? He did not. 1-2. Leadoff man aboard for Dunedin. Peyton Williams over there at first base. Reaching on the error. Paracci looking back over towards first now. The 1-2. That one up and in. Count all squared up, 2-2. Paracci comes set. Lifts that right leg, kicks, fires that one low. Now a full count to McCarty. Raquel DeCastro, the shortstop, waiting on deck. Now Paracci. The 3-2. Chopper foul left side. McCarty fights that one off. Good hand over there by Donnie Murphy, coaching third base. McCarty will see another. Count still full. And now Williams is off of that pitch and throw over to second. Behind him was the throw by Paracci. Moved over to first and Williams was off. So Williams caught stealing over at second. 1-3-6 on the putout. Not sure why Williams is really in motion there, but that's one away now. That one inside. So he would have been over at second anyway. Had he not gone. Not sure if that was a Peyton Williams decision or a coaching decision, but he would have been there at second now anyway. One on, one away. McCarty takes his place at first. First pitch, that one missed four ball, 1-0. Lefty-righty matchup. The 1-0, that one, missed outside. Thought that came back over with the slider, but ABS didn't like it enough, 2-0. DeCastro struck out swinging and is only at bat thus far. The 2-0, in on the hands, fouled back to the screen. Now a 2-1 count to DeCastro. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. That one in there. Outside corner with that fastball. Now 2-2. That fastball dropping in velo a bit. Just 87 that time off the hand of Paracci. That one Lillo and inside. Now full count. This will be the 64th pitch of the afternoon for Paracci. 37 strikes, 26 balls so far. And the 3-2, that one chopped foul towards the Marauders dugout. Stays alive. I think it would have been ball four. But DeCastro with a defensive swing, wanting to make sure. He'll see another. And the 3-2. That one ripped, but well foul. Good contact on the bat of DeCastro, but he couldn't keep it fair. A little bit out in front of that 88-mile-an-hour fastball. Count still full. McCarty still over there at first. Now move over to first, and McCarty saw that from a mile away. First disengagement for Paracci in this at-bat. McCarty taking an extra step over. Now the 3-2. There goes McCarty. Check swing. That one was high. It's going to be ball four. I think McCarty started holding up a little bit. They would have had him had all that been called a strike. But another walk, and that's going to bring up J.C. Masson. Now Matt Ford, the pitching coach, it looks like. Going to go out and talk to his pitcher. It's going to be runners on first and second. One away for J.C. Masson. McCarty on second. DeCastro at first. Back-to-back walks. And you got to think about what might have happened had Peyton Williams not been going on that 3-2, what would have been the 3-2 pitch to McCarty, where Paracci threw behind him at first on the pickoff attempt. Blue Jays could have had the bases loaded here with no outs in this inning, but rather first and second, one away. J.C. Masson stepping in now. He drew a walk in his only at-bat thus far, his only plate appearance, I should say. Be another lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch to my son, that one taken low for a ball. 1-0 to get him started. RBI opportunity here for Dunedin. Potentially a couple chances to bring McCarty home from second. The 1-0, that one called a strike outside corner. Evens up the count of ball and a strike. Paracci coming set. The 1-1. Cut and a miss. That fastball down low. Masson went after it, but couldn't connect. Now 1-2 count. Three RBIs on the year for Masson. He's looking for his fourth. The 1-2, cut and a miss. Down on strikes.
Now betting.
Fourth strikeout of the day for Paracci. Now Nick Deschamps stepping in. 3 of Paracci's 4 strikeouts have all been the second out of an inning. Not overly important, but a cool little trend that I just noticed. Now a turnover towards second. Oh, wow, that was a weird motion there by Paracci. Looked like he started coming towards the plate, but no balk called. Lefty-lefty matchup. Chance here for Deschamps. First pitch, that one on the corner. Called a strike, 0-1. Paracci relying on that fastball here in this inning. Now he kicks, fires the 0-1, cut and a miss. There he goes with that off speed. 0-2 now the count to Deschamps. Potentially the last chance in this inning for the Blue Jays with the runner in scoring position. McCarty taking step after step. The 0-2. Cut and a miss. That one is in the dirt. Blocked by Planchard. Throw over to first in time. And that will complete the strikeout. So Paracci walks two to put runners on first and second for Dunedin with one out. And he strikes out the next two to get out of the jam. We'll head to the top half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. We're still scoreless. And Blue Jays fans, for up-to-date info on your Dunedin Blue Jays, including rosters, schedules, and tickets, go to DunedinBlueJays.com. And to stay up-to-date on lineups and game results, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dunedin Blue Jays. Fifth inning coming up here after this.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Rafael Hashi back out for his fifth inning worth of work. Kicks, fires first pitch of the inning to Rodolfo Nolasco. Missed low and outside. 1-0 to start off the DH. 48 pitches through the first four innings for Ohashi. Very efficient. That one, inside corner, called a strike. Ball and a strike now, the count to Nolasco. Struck out swinging and is only at bat thus far. The righty kicks, fires, caught and a miss. That high heater, 90 mile an hour above the zone. Nolasco chased after, couldn't get anything on it. Now a 1-2 count. And the pitch. That one right down the middle. Called out on strikes. Nolasco goes down looking. Second strikeout for him of the day. Fifth on the night for Ohashi. That'll bring up Javier Rivas, the shortstop. Now Javier Rivas, the shortstop. Ohashi comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch of the at-bat. Now a soft chopper over towards short. Charging is DeCastro. Off-balance throw in there in time. 6-3 put out. DeCastro had to run a long way. That one just got off the end of the bat of Rivas and a slow tapper towards the shortstop. But a really nice play by DeCastro. Now two up, two down quickly here in this fifth. That brings up Alexander Mojica. First pitch to Mojica, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1. Mojica struck out swinging on three pitches and is only at bat thus far. The 0-1, that one off the plate. 1-1. Ohashi sets. Cut and a miss. The slider that time. Darted away from the bat of Mojica, now 1-2. Nobody on, two away. The 1-2 for Ohashi. That one lifted towards center. Jaden Rudd going back over towards the track at the wall, and he'll make the grab as he turns and backpedals into the wall. Three up, three down, go the Marauders. We'll head to the home half of the fifth. We're halfway through this ball game. No score here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, home half of the fifth. 9-1, two hitters due up for Dunedin. Rudd, Pinto, and Robertis all up. Rather, Rudd up for his second time today. First pitch by Paracci, back out for the bottom of the fifth. That one in there for a strike, 0-1. Jaden Rudd grounded out right back to Paracci and is only at bat thus far. Nobody warming up for Bradenton just yet. That one fouled back. Looks like Matt Swanson, the minor league rehabber, who's here from Vancouver. He's getting loose in the Blue Jays pen. That might be it for Ohashi, even though just 57 pitches through five innings for him. Very low pitch count for the right-hander. 0-2 out of the windup. Paracci kicks, fires. That one off the plate. One and two, the count to Rudd. And the pitch. And a foul tip, strikeout. Rudd down for the second time. First via the strikeout. Strikeout number six on the day for Paracci.
Number one, Adrian Pinto.
He struck out the last three hitters he's faced. Now Adrian Pinto stepping in for the third time. Pinto, the only guy to reach twice so far today. Infield single in the first, and he drew a walk in his last at bat. Takes that first pitch up high for ball 1-0. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires. That one sent towards right. That might fall, and it will. Right in front of Shailene Polanco. Pinto now on for the third straight time to start this ballgame. And now Robert Robertus stepping in.
Right fielder, number 13, Robert Robertus.
Pinto now 2-for-2. Robertus 0-for-2, 2 Ks. First pitch to him. That one taken up high. Blue Jays have had a couple chances here against Paracci. Had a runner on second twice. Couldn't do anything either time. And the 1-0. That one line left side. That should stay fair. Down into the corner. Extra bases for Robertus. They're going to hold Pinto at third. Back-to-back base hits. A single and a double. Push runners on second and third now for Tucker Thoman. And now it looks like Matt Ford's headed back out to the dugout to talk to Paracci in his infield. Bradenton now has a guy warming up. And they do make the signal. I guess that's Jonathan Johnston. So that's going to do it for Paracci. Four innings pitched. Plus a couple batters. Four and a third, I should say. He's out of the ballgame. Bradenton goes to the pen here in the fifth. We're going to be back with second on third. Second and third for the Blue Jays when we return. We'll meet the new Bradenton pitcher when we return. We're back here. Bottom half of the fifth, Julian Bosnick is now the pitcher for the Marauders. First pitch to Tucker Thoman. The changeup, and that one got off the mitt but stayed right underneath Planchard. 0-1 to start off Thoman. Runners on second and third. Chance here for the Blue Jays to break the game open. No score so far. 2-1, one away. Infield is drawn in for Bradenton. Lefty-righty matchup, second pitch, that one's low. Ball and a strike now to Thoman. Four RBIs on the year. He's got a chance to tie DeCastro for the team lead at six. Bosnick kicks, fires. Cut and a miss again on that changeup now, 1-2. Bosnick's been used twice in the closer role. Four appearances, this is his fifth. 6 1/3 innings pitched so far. He's only given up one hit, but he has walked 6 and struck out 13. Just about 2 an inning. The 1-2 pitch. That one low. Called strike 3. Oh, it looked low, but ABS liked it enough. Went right back with that fastball that time. And Thoman goes down looking with runners on second and third. Two down, the Marauders infield will go back to their normal depth. The Blue Jays definitely don't want to waste this opportunity. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Peyton Williams. That one low for a ball. Four and a third for Dominic Piracci. He is responsible for both runners on. That one missed outside. Now 2-0. Four and a third for Piracci. Three hits, four walks, six Ks. Dropped his ERA down to 4.22 for the time being. Now Bosnick comes set, kicks, fires. That one in on the hands, fouled back by Williams. 2-1 the count. Two and one. Pinto over there at third, Robertus on second. And the pitch, that one called a strike. High outside corner, apparently. Now 2-2, the count evens up. Bosnick, a pitch away from getting out of this jam. The pitch. Chopper over towards second. That's going to be picked up by Johnson. He'll throw over to first in time, and that will end the inning. So the Blue Jays put runners on second and third with one out. Can't bring them home. We'll head to the top half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. We're still scoreless.
All right, fans, it's time
put
to
your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was dragging over me. A broken man that I don't know, won't even stand, I'd never stand to be my soul. Why we're chilling, why we're chasing, why the bottom, why the basement, why we got good shit on.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays. Starting a rehab assignment down here out of High A Vancouver, Matt Svonson. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Shailene Polanco. Matt Svonson spent a lot of time here last year with Dunedin. Got moved up to High A Vancouver in the middle of the year. Last year for the Blue Jays, he appeared in 15 games, 9 starts, 4.37 ERA, and then got moved up to Vancouver and performed out of the reliever role. That one missed outside, now a 2-1 count. He was very effective as a reliever, 22 and two-thirds innings pitched, a 3.57 ERA. Averages about a strikeout an inning. Righty out of the stretch position now. That one missed a little high. Time called at the plate by Polanco. He'll take a step out. Svonson, the 24-year-old out of Lehigh University, former 13th round selection by the Blue Jays in 2021. And the pitch, cut and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Full count now to Polanco. That does it for Ohashi. Five innings pitched, just one hit, no runs, no walks, five Ks. Continuing on with the amazing start to the season he's had. Now a chopper down the first base line. Off the mound is Swanson. Throw over to first in time for the 1-3 putout.
Catcher number 23, Giovanni Planchard.
One up, one down. First pitch to Giovanni Planchard, the catcher. Misses inside for a ball, 1-0. Now Swanson comes set. Kicks, fires, the 1-0. That one right at the knees, called a strike. Swanson. The 1-1, that one lifted up in the infield. Deschamps out from behind the plate. He's going to get called off by Tucker Thoman. Now falling over to his left makes the grab. Nice late adjustment by Tucker Thoman, corralling that in with two hands as he trapped it on the heel of his glove with his right hand. Now two down. Back up to the top of the order, Jesus Castillo. First pitch, Castillo laying down a bunt. He fouls it off towards the on-deck circle of Bradenton. 0-1 to start him off. Castillo 0-2, a fly out to center and a ground out to short. Lefty-righty matchup. Infield shaded over to the right side. The 0-1 ground ball foul down the first base line. That'll rattle around out there in the foul grounds. Now 0-2, Castillo down in the count. Swanson comes set. Kicks, fires. That one low and outside. Slider a little too far down. 1-2. The righty kicks, fires. That one inside corner called strike three. Down looking goes Castillo. A 1-2-3 inning in relief in the beginning of his rehab stint for Swanson. We'll head to the home half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. We're still scoreless.
Don't miss out on the great week.
And Blue Jays fans, your Blue Jays continue this series against these Bradenton Marauders all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. And don't forget, it's $2 Wednesday. All regular seats are $2, as well as burgers, popcorn, and peanuts. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
I'll be like, sunset on the beach. Wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options. Everything that they're saying, my mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh. Sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you.
Kill, they violent. Look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is.
We're back here, home half of the sixth. Ryan McCarty's going to lead things off. Julian Bosnick back out after completing that bottom half of the fifth. Getting out of that, runners on second and third jam. First pitch fouled back to the screen by McCarty, 0-1 to start him off. McCarty 0-1, popped out to short in his first at-bat, then drew a walk in his second appearance. That one fouled. Now 0-2 the count to McCarty. McCarty to Castro in the sun. 5-6-7 hitters due up for Dunedin. Lefty out of the windup. Cut and a miss. A really nice changeup. Down swinging goes McCarty. That's out number one. Second strikeout for Bosnick, and that brings up Raquel DeCastro. First pitch to DeCastro in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him. He's 0-1. He's also drawn a walk. The lefty. The pitch. That one in there. 69 mile an hour on the curve. Really nice pitch. And the 0-2. That one fouled right towards the Blue Jays dugout. A bunch of guys getting out of the way, but it went off the railing. Got three or four guys pointing over towards the fair area of the field, saying, hey, hit it over there. The 0-2 chopped foul towards the Bradenton dugout. Actually goes into the dugout that time. Curveball again there by Bosnick. The 0-2. That one sent towards center. Might stay up, and it does. Tres Gonzalez able to run it down. That's two down. First pitch to J.C. Masson, the fastball. Got a very small piece of the bat to it, a foul tip, 0-1. Lefty-lefty matchup. Bosnick out of the windup. That one inside. Looked like the slider that time from the lefty. Masson 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk. That one off the plate outside. Bosnick, much like Paracci, liking to work quick. He swept the rubber with his foot that time. That one cut at and missed. Evens it back up 2-2. Right back on the rubber. And the pitch. That one in the dirt, low and outside. Now a full count. Two down, nobody on here in the bottom half of the sixth. Almost two-thirds of the way through this ballgame. And the pitch. That one off the plate. A two-out walk drawn by Masson. Second time he's walked today. Now Nick Deschamps will step in.
Catcher, number six, Nick Deschamps.
Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch, popped up foul left side. That'll get up and out of play. 0-1 to start off the catcher. Deschamps 0-2 so far today. Bosnick back out of the stretch. Now move over to first, and Masson a late dive, but back in time. Bosnick comes set, looking back over towards first. Staring over there at first. Now kicks, fires. Cut and a miss. Fastball that time above the zone. Deschamps trying to extend the bat out there to make contact, but couldn't. 0-2 now. Now kicks, fires, soft chopper, right side. That'll be picked up by Johnson. He'll underhand toss over to first to Mojica in time for the 4-3 putout. No runs, no hits. One man left the board for the Blue Jays. We're two-thirds away through this ballgame. No score here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, top half of the seventh. Ryan Chassie is the new pitcher for the Blue Jays after that perfect inning by Swanson, his first appearance of his rehab stint. First pitch by Chassie, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to Tamar Johnson, the batter. Looked back at Nobuyuki Yasuda as if he made the call. Didn't agree with that strike. The 0-1, that one missed. 1-1 now the count. Chassie on for the fifth time, yet to give up a run. Rather an earned run. He gave up a run in an extra inning in which he took the loss. That automatic runner, obviously not earned, as that one's line foul. Now 1-2. 5 2/3 innings pitched. And he's 1-for-1 in save opportunities. And the 1-2, that one, low. Count evens 2-2. Lefty-lefty matchup, Chassie. Comes set. Kicks, fires the 2-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Fastball, top of the zone. Gets him down on strikes. Third strikeout of the night for Johnson. First strikeout for Chassie, and that brings up Emmanuel Torero. Chassie out of the set position. Kicks, fires, looking to lay down a bunt. Is Torero, did he pull back the bat? Nobody's asking. I'm not sure if he did. He was outside for a ball, and that's how it'll stay with no appeal. That one, outside corner, called a strike. 1-1 now to Torero. 1-for-2 with a double. He got stranded on second base in the fourth. Chassie, the pitch, that one low. Chassie, the 23-year-old out of Campbell University, former 17th-round draft pick by the Blue Jays last year. And the 2-1. That one skipped. And yes, he did go around, says Yasuda. That one skipped in front of the plate. Torero wasn't able to hold up. And now the count's even 2-2. Chassie comes set. Kicks that right leg. The pitch upstairs. Now a full count to Emmanuel Terrero. Three balls, two strikes, one away. And the pitch. That one called strike three. Clip the outside corner. Down looking goes Terrero. Two straight strikeouts to start off the inning and the appearance for Chessie. And that's going to bring out Tres Gonzalez. Now the lefty kicks, fires first pitch to Gonzalez. Another lefty taken outside for ball 1-0. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the inning for Chessie. Nobody warming up in either pen. Looks like Bosnick's going to get another run at it. The 1-0. That one low. Two balls, no strikes. Chessie, the pitch. That one missed low. Now a 3-0 count to Tres Gonzalez. Just one base runner today for Bradenton. That being the double back in the fourth by Terrero. The 3-0, that one caught the outside corner. 3-1. We're still scoreless here in the top of the seventh. Time called at the plate by Gonzalez. That's been the norm over the last probably 8-ish games. Not a lot of offense in these games here with the Blue Jays. The 3-1, that one, line foul. Now right back in the count is Chessie, 3-2. 16 pitches, 8 strikes, 8 balls, 2 strikeouts. Now Chessie comes set. 3-2 pitch. That one low. Chessie lost him after getting right back in the count. First walk of the day drawn by Bradenton. And that's going to bring up Rodolfo Nolasco.
Designated hitter, number 51, Rodolfo Nolasco.
Rodolfo Nolasco, the DH. He's 0 for 2. 2 strikeouts, 1 swing and 1 looking. Coming up for the third time, now with a runner on. Nolasco yet to record a hit. Caught and a miss. 0-1. Chessie started him off with that fastball. His fastball's got a little bit of arm side run to it. Darts away from the bat at the last second. Now move over to first. Back standing up was Gonzalez. First disengagement for Chessie. Just 4 hits between the two teams here in this top half of the seventh. Caught and a miss. Now Nolasco down 0-2. In danger of his third strikeout of the game. Time called at the plate by Nolasco. He took a step out now. Digging back in. No balls, 2 strikes. Chessie shaking off. Now time called at the plate by Deschamps. That'll be the second disengagement for Chessie. Chessie. The 0-2 pitch. That one low. Quick step over there at first base by Gonzalez. Thought for a second he might be trying to go. He opted not to. A 1-2 count now. And the pitch. That one popped over towards shallow right, coming in as Robertes. Gonzalez was off with a pitch, but no matter. Robertes hauls that one in. No runs, no hits. One man left aboard for the Marauders. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. We are still scoreless.
thumbing my way in North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. String band, my baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now.
We're back here, home half of the 7th, 9-1-2 coming up for Dunedin. Rudd, Pinto, and Robertus. First pitch by Bosnick, that one in there for called strike. Bosnick getting work in now his third inning of the day. That one fouled off the mask of Planchard. Went back up to the screen. 0-2, the count now to Rudd. So far, an inning and two-thirds for Planchard. Just one base runner allowed, that being the walk. That one couldn't find the top of the zone. That slow curve, the Uncle Charlie. Couldn't find the zone. Now a 1-2 count to Jaden Rudd. And the pitch. That one off the plate outside. Count evens back up now 2-2. Bosnick. Out of the windup, kicks, fires. Upstairs. Three straight balls after having Rudd down in the count 0-2. Count now moves full to the 9-0 hitter. Time called at the plate by Rudd. He'll take a second. Adrian Pinto waiting on deck. He's been on base all three times. And now the pitch. That one off the plate, maybe a little high too. He lost him. Had him down 0-2. Four straight balls. Rudd takes first base. Now Pinto up for the fourth time.
Second baseman.
Lead off walk to Jaden Rudd. That puts speed on the bases for the Blue Jays. Would not be surprised if we saw Rudd in motion. First pitch to Pinto. That one low. Maybe a little inside as well. 1-0. Two singles and a walk for Pinto at his day at the plate. Bosnick now working out of the stretch. Move over, and Rudd was off. Throw down over to second, and he got in there. Rudd got in there underneath the tag. A bad throw by Mojica. Had Tamar Johnson jumping up to go get it. He was able to apply the tag, but it was too late. A stolen base for Jaden Rudd. He puts himself in scoring position now. Nobody out for Adrian Pinto. Now looking to lay down a punt. And that's a good one by Pinto. That's going to move the runner over to third. The throw to first is going to get Pinto. The sack bunt puts a runner 90 feet away.
Right fielder, number 13, Robert Robertus.
Now a couple chances here for the Blue Jays with a runner on third and less than two outs. 90 feet away, one away. First pitch, cut and a miss, that high heater. 0-1 to start off for Bertis. Infield in for the Marauders. Anything moderately deep will get Rudd home. That one in there, now 0-2. Bosnick came through in that last, in his first inning of work, leaving runners on second and third. He's going to have to do it again. The 0-2, line foul. Roberta stays alive. He fights that one off. Big chance here for the Blue Jays. Latter stages of this ball game. Need to get something. That one, line foul again. Just toss the bat out to it. No balls, two strikes still. All the Marauders infielders over on the infield grass. That one sent towards center. That might fall, and that's going to be caught. Sliding play. Now, Tres Gonzalez going to have to throw down to home, and no chance at it. It was a nice play by Gonzalez to make the grab, but him having to go to ground gave Dunedin all the room they needed for Jaden Rudd to scamper on in home. A sack fly for Robert Robertis. He drives in his fourth RBI of the year, and now bases empty, two down for Tucker Tillman. That might be it for Julian Bosnick. We'll wait for the signal. Entire Marauders infield converging on the mound, and they do take the ball from Bosnick. That'll be it for him. Bradenton going to the pen here in the bottom half of the seventh. Blue Jays with a newfound lead. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. It's 1-0. Dunedin in front. We're back here, home half of the seventh. Base is empty, two away, but the Blue Jays bringing a run home on the sack fly by Robert Robertis, scoring Jaden Rudd from third. Back-to-back sacrifice outs by the Blue Jays. A sack bunt to move Jaden Rudd over to third, and then a sack fly to bring him home. 0-1 as Tucker Tillman fouled that first one off. New pitcher for the Marauders is the right-hander, number 41, Junior Tebow. That one lifted left corner. That one's over, and that's going to be a foul ball. Just getting out of play. Had a lot more carry than you originally thought. Not sure if it had the distance, but it was close to that left field foul pole. Now 0-2 the count to Tucker Tillman, batting from the left side for the first time today. He's 0-3. Tebow out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. Chopper right side. Backing up is Mojica. He flips over to first to the pitcher covering Tebow with a grab, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays strike first here in the seventh. We'll head to the eighth. It's 1-0 Dunedin in front.
that in the room with platinum and gold eyes. Dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. Ryan Chassie back out for his second inning worth of work. First pitch to Javier Rivas. That one popped back. That's right to my right. Landed up on top of the press level, 0-1. Chassie, two strikeouts in his first inning of work. Now an 0-2 count. Rivas up for the third time. He's 0-2. Just one hit on the board so far for the Marauders. The 0-2 pitch, that one inside. Couldn't get the call from ABS. 1-2 the count. Rivas, Mojica, and Polanco, the 6-7-8 hitters due up for the Marauders. And the pitch, that one spiked. That one, looking at the game day, just missed that upper inside corner. Almost clipped. And the 2-2. That one fouled off right side. Rivas stays alive. You'll see another. The next three in the Marauders lineup all combined 0-6. Just one hit on the day for Bradenton. And that one's fouled into the mask of Deschamps. He shakes his head, regathers himself. Now, count 2-2 still. Nobuoki Yasuda cleaning off that plate, giving Deschamps an extra couple seconds to remember where he's at. Now out of the stretch, Chassie kicks, fires. That one just missed low and inside. Now a full count. Chassie comes set. 3-2. That one in there. Called strike three. Fastball lower inside corner. Down on strikes goes Rivas. That's going to bring up Alexander Mojica. Third strikeout for Chassie. Now Mojica up for the third time. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch. That one in there, first strike. 91 that time on the fastball. Chassie takes a deep breath. Now kicks, fires the 0-1. That one low and inside. Chassie asks for a new ball. Tosses down the rosin. Now he comes set. Ball and a strike to Mojica. The lefty kicks, fires. That one just a little bit low, the slider. Two balls and a strike. Chassie comes set. The 2-1 pitch. That one called a strike outside corner. Change up that time by Chassie. Now the count's evened up, 2-2. and the pitch. That one lifted towards left. Coming in is Masson. He'll settle a little in from medium depth, and that's out number two.
Right fielder, number 35.
Two up, two down. Now the eight-hole hitter, Shailene Polanco. He's coming up for the third time. He's grounded out right in front of the plate on a 2-3 put out and right back to the pitcher on a 1-3. Now, first pitch to him. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Polanco. Chassis. The 0-1. Ground ball. That's going to get through for a base hit. Second hit of the ball game for Bradenton. Infield shaded over to the right. It would have been right where Pinto would normally set up. But instead, it sneaks through for a base hit now. 9-0 hitter, Giovanni Planchart stepping in. First hit allowed by Chassis of his appearance. Big hack of that one. 0-1 to start off Planchart. Couldn't connect on that fastball. Polanco over there at first base. Represents the potential tying run. He's 2 of 3 on stolen base attempts, and with the Marauders lineup not getting a ton of offense, wouldn't be surprised if we saw him try to take off, even against the lefty. The 0-1. That one up and out. Planchart playing in his 13th game so far this year. He's 5 of 40. Now here he goes, the runner. Throw down to second is in time. They got him. Nick Deschamps with a missile in a second. That one was in the dirt. A fantastic transition by the catcher, and that ends the inning. No runs on a hit, and nobody left aboard. We'll head to the home half of the eighth. Blue Jays looking at a couple insurance runs here. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you made up. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
We're back here, home half of the eighth. Peyton Williams, he's on to lead this half inning off. Junior Tebow, he got the last out in the bottom half of the seventh. First pitch to Williams. That one inside for a ball 1-0. Peyton Williams 0 for 3 today. Reached on an error. Was later caught stealing. The 1-0, that one low and inside. Tebow. Out of the stretch, kicks, fires, the 2-0. That one, outside corner, called a strike. Tebow, the 2-1. That's off the plate.
Defensive change for the Marauders. Now playing second base, number 2, Davis Nadal.
And a defensive change they just announced. Davis Nadal taking over at second for Tamar Johnson. Not sure exactly what happened there. The 3-1, grounder over to second. Davis Nadal quickly getting his first action. He double clutches, throw over first in time. And that's one up, one down.
Designated hitter, number 22.
Now Ryan McCarty stepping in. Not sure what the reasoning was for taking out Tamar Johnson. I didn't see anything happen with him. But either way, Nadal now man at second base. First pitch to Ryan McCarty. That one taken inside for ball 1-0. And checking his swing, trying to. He went too far around. McCarty couldn't hold up on that pitch in the dirt. One and one, righty-righty matchup. The pitch lifted high towards shallow center. Coming in is Gonzalez. He'll call off Nadal and make the grab. And now that's two down, and that'll bring up for Kelvin DeCastro.
Shortstop, number 9, Kelvin DeCastro.
McCarty now 0 for 3 on the night. Blue Jays are going to look to add a couple insurance runs in this half inning. But now two quick outs. Kelvin DeCastro up, nobody on, two away. Another righty-righty matchup. First pitch, that one out and up. 1-0 to start off DeCastro. He's 0 for 2. He reached on a walk back in the fourth inning. He only got to first base. Tebow comes set. Lifts that left leg. That one, line foul. Counts even up, a ball and a strike apiece. DeCastro still looking for his first hit of the night. That one, way up. 2-1 now the count. Blue Jays do have a righty warming up in their pen. Can't see who it is from here. 2-1 pitch, caught in, a miss. That one in the dirt, way outside. DeCastro completely fooled on that one. I think it was the changeup. Now the count's all squared up, 2-2. Tebow kicks, fires. Upstairs, 3-2. Now a full count. J.C. Masson, the left fielder, waiting on deck. It's 1-0 here, bottom half of the eighth. 3-2, that one inside. Raquelvin draws the walk. That'll put a runner on. Two away now for J.C. Masson.
Left fielder, number 24.
So that extends the inning. Puts a runner on. J.C. Masson stepping up for the fourth time. He's 0 for 1 with two walks. Righty-lefty matchup. Tebow first pitch. That one off the plate outside. 1-0. Raquelvin over there on first base. Hasn't attempted a steal yet this year. That one missed. Now 2-0. Wouldn't be surprised if they did try to send him at some point. Trying to get a runner in scoring position. Hits have been tough to come by in this game. Cut and a miss. That one in the dirt. DeCastro not reading that one off the body of Planchart. Ended up staying there at first. George Carroll over there saying, watch the ball, watch the ball. 2-1. Could have made a break towards second, but alas, he's still there at first. The 2-1, that one, up and out. Now 3-1. George Carroll back over there talking to DeCastro, giving him some words. Whispering in the ear, telling him what to do. Tebow comes set. The 3-1. Cut and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Masson swung right through it. Now another full count. Back-to-back full counts for Tebow. Trying not to put a runner in scoring position here. Kick, fire, that one, low and outside, and DeCastro should have been off with that pitch, and he wasn't. Now Matt Ford's going to go out and talk to Junior Tebow and Giovanni Planchart and the entire Marauders infield. I'm not sure why DeCastro wasn't off with that pitch. It was full count, two outs. But either way, the walk is drawn. It's going to be Nick Deschamps, the batter. Nobody warming up for Bradenton, so they'll stick with Tebow. Still not sure who that is warming up in the Blue Jays' pen. And actually, now that I say that, doesn't look like anybody's on the mound throwing. So whoever it is might already be hot and ready to go. Can't imagine that they'd put Chassie out there for a third inning. And now the entire Marauders infield plus their pitching coach go back to where they're supposed to be. Runners on first and second, two down. Blue Jays up by a run, 1-0 here in the eighth. Chance here to extend the lead as we head towards the ninth. Tebow, first pitch to Deschamps. That one's fouled back. Deschamps had that fastball timed up, just couldn't connect on it. Tebow retired the first two batters of the inning, then back-to-back walks, has runners on first and second for Dunedin. That one, low and outside. 1-1 count to Deschamps. Tebow looking back towards second, staring at DeCastro. Kicks, fires the 1-1. That one gets back to the backstop. Between the legs of Planchart, and both runners will move over to the next base. Now two runners in scoring position, a 2-1 count, a hitter's count for Deschamps. That'll go down as a wild pitch on Tebow. Now a chance, big chance for the Blue Jays to add a run or two. The pitch, that one, fly ball left corner, over towards the line, and that's going to be out of play. Just able to keep that out of the field of play is Deschamps. It's a 2-2 count to him. And Manuel Torreira leaped up, tried to get it before it crossed over that railing, but to no avail. It's 2-2 to Deschamps. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Deschamps swings over top of that slider. And for the second time tonight, the Blue Jays leave runners on second and third. We will head to the ninth. It's 1-0. Blue Jays lead it. Not sure who's coming out, but it's going to be a new pitcher for the Blue Jays when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight, lead to late nights, sitting alone, conversations with
We're back here, top half of the ninth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 28, Kiner Leon. He's on for the third time this year, 2 1/3 innings pitched, 2 runs, 1 earned allowed. He's on for the save. He takes over for Ryan Chassie. Chassie went 2 innings pitched, just 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, 3 Ks. Currently in line for the win. Taking a look around the rest of the Florida State League. We are the only other team, rather, the only other game that's currently in the ninth is Tampa and Jupiter. They're tied 2-2. Rest of the teams are in the seventh. Palm Beach currently trailing Lakeland 11-5 in Lakeland at Joker Marchant Stadium. In Clearwater, St. Lucie currently trailing the Threshers in danger of losing their 11th game, 8-5. And in Daytona, the Tortugas, who have lost nine of their last 10, are currently up 4-1 on Fort Myers. Now, Jory Custodio, he's going to be the batter, a pinch hitter. 0-1 to start him off. He's up there for Giovanni Planchart. Leon, the righty, kicks, fires, the 0-1, cut and a miss. That slider darted away from the bat of Custodio. Custodio batting 259 on the year, a home run, 6 RBIs. Now, Leon, kicks, fires, cut and a miss. Down on 3 pitches, Leon gets the first batter out. First strikeout for Leon. That'll bring up the top of the order. Jesus Castillo stepping in. Castillo 0-3. Fly out, a ground out, and a strikeout looking. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch. That one in there for a strike. 0-1. Blue Jays trying to get back to 500 with a win here tonight. Start the series off right. The 0-1. That one in there. Right back with that slider. Bottom of the zone, 0-2. Leon not shying away from these hitters, filling up the zone. 5 straight strikes. He gets that one just off the plate. Another slider. Couldn't find the zone. A little bit of a hesitation on that kick. Haven't noticed that before with Leon. Kicks, fires. That one ripped towards center. Rudd on the run. That's going to fall in front of him. Rudd was all out sprinting towards that ball in right center field, but just couldn't get to it. It falls in front of him now. Davies Nadal, he'll step in with a runner on first, 2 down. He took over as a defensive replacement for Tamar Johnson. First pitch, that one low and inside. That one missed. They say that hit him. That hit Nadal. So now that puts the potential tying run in scoring position with 1 out.
Left fielder, number 12, Emmanuel Torero.
Now Emmanuel Torero. He's up for the third time. A ground out and a strikeout looking, sandwiching a double back in the fourth inning. 3 hits on the night now for the Marauders. And Torero owns one of them. Heading into the heart of the order now, the three-hole hitter, Torero, stepping in. Tres Gonzalez, the center fielder, on deck. First pitch, that one missed low and inside. First and second, one away. Scoreboard says 2-0, but that was the first pitch. That one in there, now 2-1, it says. I didn't see an automatic ball. Not sure if the scoreboard's wrong. I guess we'll wait and see. The 2-1. That one in there. Now, says 2-2. Game day says 1-2. So it is 1-2. Yasuda correcting the scoreboard. It's 1-2. Leone kicks, fires. That one ripped towards right. Over towards the corner. That's going to be gone. And Manuel Torreira with a three-run shot. His second home run of the year. His second hit of the day. And he gives Bradenton a 3-1 lead. Leone hung up that slider, and Torreira took full advantage.
Center fielder, number 27.
The Blue Jays had kept the Marauders off the board for 8 1/3 innings. And now they trail by 2. That brings up Tres Gonzalez. First pitch. That one in there. You can feel the wind taken out of TD Ballpark and out of the Blue Jays dugout at the moment. They're going to have to fight in the ninth. An 0-2 counting out of Gonzalez. The 0-2. That one in there. Called strike 3. Fastball outside corner down. Looking goes Gonzalez. Now 2 down. That's going to bring up Rodolfo Nolasco. He's up for the fourth time. He's 0 for 3 2Ks. That slider just hung up on Leone. And Torreira turned and belted that one just over the right field fence. Didn't go over the fence by much, but it was a bullet. That one ripped into left. That's going to be a base hit. Third hit of the inning given up by Kiner Leone. Nobody warming up in the Blue Jays' pen. Now that brings up Javier Rivas, the shortstop.
Number 13, Javier Rivas.
One on, two away. Bradenton starting to get someone warming up. That one in there for a strike to start off Rivas 0-1. Not sure who it is, but it is a righty. The 0-1, that one missed inside. Blue Jays were just 2 outs away from claiming their 8th victory of the year. Now the 1-1, that one lifted, shallow center. Over there is Pinto. He's calling off and making the grab. Rudd was right behind him, but allowed Pinto to haul that one in. So Bradenton takes their first lead of the night on the three-run shot by Emmanuel Torreira. After a base hit with one out, then a hit-by-pitch, Torreira took Leone deep. We'll head to the home half of the ninth. The Blue Jays need 2 to keep this thing going and 3 to win. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Late nights in the middle of June, he's been faking me out.
We're back here, home half of the ninth. Mike Walsh, the new pitcher for the Marauders. 9-1, two hitters due up for Dunedin. First pitch to Jaden Rudd. That one fouled off his front foot. Bounced around on his back legs a couple times. And now 0-1 to start him. Mike Walsh on for the fifth time this year for Bradenton. He's 1-for-1 in save opportunities. He's looking for his second. That one fouled straight down and back now. 0-2 to Rudd. Leon was on for the save, and he gave up that three-run shot, so now he's in line for the loss. Blue Jays need two to keep that from happening. That one well out in the dirt. Now 1-2 the count. Walsh, five innings pitched through those four appearances. Yet to give up a run. That one low. Now a 2-2 count. Walsh, the ninth-round draft pick by the Pirates last year out of Yale. Time called to the plate by Rudd. He'll take a second. Rudd, Pinto, Robertis. They got the offense going back in the seventh. Now chopper right side. That's going to be picked up by Nadal over to first in time. And that's out number one.
Second baseman, number one.
Adrian, that'll bring up Adrian Pinto. Pinto up for the fifth time. He's 2-for-2 with a walk and a sack bunt. He got Jaden Rudd over to third for the sack fly by Robert Robertis. That brought the only run for Dunedin in. Takes that first one, low and outside for a ball 1-0. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. That one, a soft grounder pick. Nice pick by Mojico. He takes it himself. And now that's two down.
Right fielder, number 13.
So now the Blue Jays an out away from going home disappointed here. We were scoreless through six. The Blue Jays took the lead in the seventh on the sack fly by Robert Robertis. And it stayed that way until the top half of this inning on the three-run shot by Emmanuel Torero. Cutting a miss to start off Robertis, 0-1. Righty-lefty matchup, that one low. Robertis, 1-for-3, two strikeouts and a double. He fouls that one between his legs, now 1-2. Blue Jays down to their last strike. Mike Walsh trying to get his second save of the year. Righty out of the windup. Kicks, fires. That one low and inside. Robertis picking up that back foot, getting it out of the way of that low and inside slider. 2-2 now. Tucker Toman waiting on deck. Begging for a chance here. The pitch. That one's fouled. Robertis stays alive. We'll do that again. 2-2. Walsh kicks, fires. That one inside. Robertis getting the feet out of the way again. Now it's full. Need a base runner. A walk's just as good of as a single. The 3-2. Cut and a miss. Overly aggressive at the plate for Robertis. He swings to that low and inside fastball. And that will do it. So the Blue Jays fall now to 7-9 on the year. Bradenton improves to 11-5. A heartbreaker here in Dunedin. The Marauders scored three runs all in the ninth. Three runs on five hits. They committed one error. And your Blue Jays, one run on three hits. They committed no errors. Bradenton now moves to 11-5. Your Blue Jays move to 7-9. We'll take a quick break. Rather, we'll be back for tomorrow, game two of this series against these Bradenton Marauders. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Coverage will begin at 6:15. And again, tomorrow is $2 Wednesday, $2 tickets, $2 hamburger, popcorn, and peanuts here at the ballpark. And on behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast despite the outcome. Bradenton wins 3-1. We'll see you tomorrow for game two.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this deep blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind.
big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Mama, know I'm here in this big city.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my hand.